At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm here today with Jerry Wood. He's the director of the Veteran Military and Family Programs here at West Virginia University. Jerry, tell me a little bit about where we are on campus today.
We are in the Mountaineer Bunker, formerly known as the Veteran and Military Family Support Headquarters, which is a part of our larger Center for Veteran, Military, and Family Programs here at WVU.
It's a 2,500 square foot facility inside the Mountain Lair on the downtown campus in Morgantown. And this bunker really offers a lot of services and programs for veterans, active military, and their families here at WVU.
Traditionally, we provide the support from a financial aid, veterans benefit perspective, but it goes far beyond that. We also provide tutoring and educational opportunities that are unique to veterans. We work to help them with transfer credits that they've earned in the military.
Talk a little bit about some of the unique needs of that community of students on the WVU campus and why it's so important for them to have a center like this available to them.
When you leave the military environment and you come to an academic environment like WVU, it is a different location. It's a different way of life. And you know, you think of the term bunker. Why do we call it the Mountaineer Bunker? Well, a bunker is a place of refuge. It is a place where they can come and find that unique environment that they served in while in uniform.
What's next? I know this is part of a larger initiative at WVU.
We're looking at developing programs that are really geared towards the student veterans and getting them prepared for the next chapter of life. When you look at them from a perspective of their military service, how do they translate all of that into civilian terms? How do they put that on a resume to where an employer will look at them and go, wow, I really want this person to be a part of my team. So working with them to help them develop those skills, and that's something we hope to do quite extensively here.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.